Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What's up, Bills Mafia? Friday, January 15th, 2021, and this is your Buffalo Bills Flash Briefing. The Bills host the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round of the playoffs tomorrow, and they're going to be without rookie running back Zach Moss, who suffered an ankle injury last week against the Indianapolis Colts and will miss the remainder of the season. So that begs the question, who's up next? Sean McDermott announced this week that it will be TJ Yeldon, the veteran running back, dual threat out of the backfield. He's going to be the backup to Devin Singletary. And listen, this was my expectation going into the week. I know that they went out and signed Devonta Freeman, who played five games with the New York Giants and obviously had a couple really good years in Atlanta. And Sean McDermott actually mentioned him specifically this week, saying he was with the Carolina Panthers watching Devonta Freeman do that work for the Falcons. And so they respect what he can do. But it's just the same case as Kenny Stills. It's a little bit too much too soon. They got to get in the building. They got to get through some practices. They got to get up to speed on the system and their responsibilities. So I didn't think that Devonta Freeman was going to factor in. So it's going to be Yeldon. But I think that you got to remember too, this is a offense that is heavily predicated on the passing game. So even last week when they ran it 21 times, only 10 of those carries were for running backs, 7 for Moss, 3 for Devin Singletary. I think we'll see a larger role for Devin Singletary moving forward. You go back to last year, he was averaging 5.5 yards per carry. I think you'll get back to more of a featured role. Sean McDermott also didn't rule out Antonio Williams being activated for the game. Maybe give him some short yardage work if that makes sense, if that's the play. I'm not sure about his special teams acumen, but Daryl Johnson is questionable for this game. He's the only Buffalo Bills with an injury designation for this game. And he does a lot of work on special teams. So that'll be something to monitor as we get closer to game time. We were talking to Matt Milano on Thursday. He was the second last interview of the week. And he had some interesting comments on facing Lamar Jackson. And if you go back to last season, this Bills team, despite giving up 3 passing touchdowns to Lamar, did a really good job against him as a runner. I mean, we've covered this pretty extensively this week that, you know, the Tennessee Titans took a lot of what the Bills did and, you know, that blueprint and executed it in their own right a few weeks later and to beat them in the playoffs last year. And Matt Milano was pretty confident. And I don't want to confuse it. You know, when you hear some of these quotes, you might think, man, he sounds a little cocky. I think that there's a very significant respect within the Bills defense for what they're facing this weekend in Lamar Jackson. But I just think that they're a confident bunch. And that's kind of what Matt Milano has said. Here's some of his quotes. We're pretty confident in being able to contain him being Lamar Jackson. You got to be ready to rock, you know. He can make anything happen at any time. Being aware of him at all times is going to be key for us. We just got to be sound tacklers. A lot of other quarterbacks could just run it up and they're going to slide or be one cut. With Lamar, he's a very shifty guy. You just got to make a play. That's what it really comes down to. Here's something else that Milano said. Once you try and put a pin in exactly what it is to defend him, that's when you really lose. You just got to go out there and make it happen and not think too much. Play fast, play free, and everybody's got to be running to the ball at all times because you never know when he's going to slip. And that's the key, is taking Lamar Jackson, if you could take his rushing ability to a degree out of the game, they become a much more one-dimensional offense. But like Matt Milano joked when we talked to him yesterday, it's a lot easier said than done. It's going to be fun to watch. Listen, a couple quick shout outs before we get out of here. Head over to YouTube right now. I know that you know you guys are all awesome subscribing to us on the audio platforms. We have a new YouTube channel that just launched for our live podcast. This is all of our podcasts stream live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Search Buffalo Bills on NY Up. You will find it. Please subscribe to that page. It'll help us as we start to grow it. We wanted an all Bills dedicated channel, and we got that going. We'll have full coverage of the game leading up. My preview will be out later today. We'll have a bunch of stuff up on the site tomorrow, Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com. Enjoy this game, everybody. We'll see you late Saturday night, early Sunday morning for our postgame pod. Take care.